And Haig was definitely not a household name until just a few years ago, in spite of the fact that his statue stood outside of the Wisconsin Capitol building for nearly 100 years. Most people didn't know who he was. He was a politician. He was head of the correction system in Wisconsin, actually, when the Civil War started. And he decided to recruit Norwegian immigrants to serve in the Civil War. And Colonel Haig led the Wisconsin 15th, and he was killed in battle fighting for the Union. And his unit, his regiment, was almost exclusively Norwegians and the children of Norwegian immigrants. They pretty much all spoke Norwegian. Now, during 2020, his statue was vandalized. I'm sure you all remember that. And it was reinstalled a couple of years later. So the picture on the right is one that I took the day that it was rededicated. It was kind of a dreary day, but there were a lot of Norwegian Americans who turned out to celebrate Colonel Hans Christian Haig. The Haig family was pretty influential for Norwegian immigrants in those early years. Colonel Haig's father, Evan Haig, was his name. He was very prominent in the Muskego settlement. His barn is where they held all the church services in Muskego. His barn was kind of like a hotel. It's where all the newcomers came when they first arrived in Milwaukee and were looking for a place to get their bearings before they launched out to the settlements farther west. Norwegian immigrants were very literate, generally speaking. Norway had a state church, so Lutheranism was very important. Confirmation was a really important rite of passage for young people in Norway. And in order to get confirmed, you had to be able to read the Bible, you had to be able to read Luther's Small Catechism. And so as a result, the Norwegian immigrants were generally quite literate, and there was a very active Norwegian language press here in Wisconsin. One of the very first Norwegian language newspapers was published in Muskego. It was called Nordlysa, which means Northern Lights. And the Haig family was also very instrumental in getting this newspaper off the ground. One of the reasons they thought press was so important was this is how the Norwegians could know about current events. This is how they could learn how to become US citizens, learning about that process and learning about what was going on in the United States. So I mentioned that Muskego had its share of problems as a settlement. It was pretty low-lying and wasn't really very well suited for farming, but it was pretty conveniently located near Milwaukee, so it did make a good launching point for a lot of immigrants. But the immigrants wanted to farm, and Muskego wasn't such a great place for that, so a lot of them didn't remain in the Muskego area for long. In 1839, a few men from some of the Illinois settlements came into Wisconsin looking for cheaper farmland, and they found some of the best farmland in North America. And I am not exaggerating. If you drive just east of Madison and take a look at our fields, you will not find an irrigation system anywhere in this gray shaded area. It is outstanding farmland, this area. This was the America that the Norwegian immigrants had been hearing about. This is what they were looking for. This settlement was called Kashkenang, and it became incredibly famous in Norway. You can look at old letters, and they are addressed to Knut Larsen, Kashkenang Prairie, North America. And they got here. Everyone knew this place. So Kashkenang was not the first Norwegian settlement by any stretch of the imagination, but it didn't take long for the population to overtake these older settlements in Illinois and Muskego. And Kashkenang continued to grow. By 1850, two-thirds of the total Norwegian immigrant population lived here in Wisconsin, and 40% of them were in Kashkenang. It was a huge settlement.